You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back on the field for the week two edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. Let's waste no time. Get started with the first question from at Bubba Bronco. Nice pseudonym. Why has Adam Gotsis been able to improve this year? Well, there's a couple of factors involved. First of all, it's his size. He's up by 15 to 20 pounds over last year. Add a lot of muscle. That was something the Broncos charged him with doing right from the start of the offseason. Told him, hey, go in the weight room, get bigger and stronger. And that's been evident right from the start of training camp. When he got healthy following off-season surgery and then through the preseason games and on into week one, you're seeing him bigger and stronger. He's not getting pushed back at the snap. He's holding up well at the line of scrimmage at the point of attack, and that's resulting in plays like you saw Monday night. Five tackles, three of them at or within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. And then the second reason why he's doing well, he's another year removed from the torn ACL that he had at Georgia Tech. That really held him back last year. He wasn't himself. The Adam Gotsis that was out there in week one, when I was watching him from the press box and then I went back and watched the film again, I thought, boy, that's the same guy I saw on film at Georgia Tech. The guy that's bigger and stronger than guys he's facing. He's a physical mismatch for in one-on-one battles with the offensive line. He's playing with that kind of hair on fire intensity that allowed him to make plays at Georgia Tech. He was doing the same thing against the Chargers in week one. Now we'll see what he does going forward, but at the very least, he's going to be a very good part of the rotation, I think, for the Broncos defensive line. A quality guy in there. And with Jared Crick out because of back surgery going to injured reserve, the Broncos need Adam Gotsis and Shelby Harris. They need those two guys to really step up. And based on what Gotsis showed in week one, I think they feel pretty confident Gotsis is going to be pretty helpful on the defensive line. Question number two from Daniel Gonzalez, our friend down in Puerto Rico. And by the way, glad you're safe and sound after Hurricane Irma. Will D'Angelo Henderson have some carries on Sunday? I expect he will. Vance Joseph even alluded to that earlier this week, talked about how they want to get D'Angelo Henderson involved this week along with C.J. Anderson and Jamal Charles. The other thing that will help D'Angelo Henderson, the fact that Devontae Booker is not yet all the way back. Devontae Booker did practice this week, but he's already been ruled out for Sunday as he continues to recover from the wrist injury that he had back in OTAs. So you figure with Booker out and the fact that D'Angelo Henderson did show a lot of explosiveness during training camp in the preseason and he's going to be active, I think they're going to find some opportunities to get him the football. You know, every week I think we're going to see some different wrinkles from the offense. You know, the wrinkles on Monday night, we saw some taking advantage of the tight ends being in one-on-one coverage, and that was effective. Five catches for 98 yards. You never know what the wrinkles are going to be from week to week. Maybe on Sunday the wrinkles are going to involve the running backs. Maybe there's going to be some opportunities for D'Angelo Henderson. He did not have any offensive snaps against the Chargers. I expect he'll see some offensive snaps on Sunday, and maybe we'll see the ball a few times. Certainly it would be a nice change of pace and would also keep C.J. Anderson and Jamal Charles fresh. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week on the way to Buffalo for week three, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace. Listen to me every day on Orange and Blue 760 from 10 to 12 with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.